Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, I will be taking a look back at the 1929 short film, The Skeleton Dance. It's time for a little history lesson on the 1929 short Disney film, The Skeleton Dance. The Skeleton Dance is a 1929 Silly Symphonies animated short subject produced and directed by Walt Disney and animated by Oob Iwerks. In the film, 4 human skeletons dance and make music around a spooky graveyard. A modern film example of medieval European dance macabre imagery. It is the first entry in the Silly Symphonies series. In 1994, it was voted number 18 of the 50 greatest cartoons of all time by members of the animation field. Worried that he'd be too dependent on Mickey, Walt Disney wanted to diversify. Carl W. Stalling came up with the idea of producing musical novelties, which would later become Silly Symphonies. He even came up with the idea of dancing skeletons for the first series. The skeletons dance in various ways and play makeshift musical instruments. In one scene, all 4 skeletons hold hands and dance in a circle, akin to school children dancing Ring Around the Rosie. In another scene, a skeleton pulls the thigh bones off another and plays the thighless skeleton like a xylophone. A skeleton also plays a cat like a double bass, using the bow and the cat's tail as the strings. One skeleton dances part of the Charleston. It is notable for being the first animated cartoon to use non-post-sync sound. Animation from this short was later reused in the Mickey Mouse short, Haunted House, in which Mickey, having taken shelter in a haunted house, is forced to play music for the dancing skeletons. At the time, Walt Disney distributed his films through a company run by Pat Powers, but Powers couldn't sell it to distributors because he found the dancing skeletons odd and even gruesome. Undeterred, Disney was able to have the film screened at the Carthay Circle Theater in Los Angeles, which was a rousing success. The Skeleton Dance became the first cartoon the Carthay Circle ever showed. The Carthay Circle Theater is where Snow White and the Seven Dwarves had its premiere in 1937. This short has been very influential and has been referenced in the films Corpse Bride and Cool World. It even appears in other films such as Look Who's Talking and Ghost Rider. Joseph Barbera tells in his autobiography, My Life in Tunes, From Flatbush to Bedrock in Under a Century, he saw the skeleton dance at the third balcony of the Grand Roxy Theater in New York. He says, I saw it from about 70 miles from the screen, but the impact was tremendous nevertheless. I saw these dancing skeletons in a row, all in unison, and I asked myself, how do you do that? How do you make that happen? If for some reason you have not seen this short, which is kind of impossible, you had to have seen at least a part of it at some point in something, somewhere. But take a moment, watch this entire short. I will have a video up of it in the show notes. Whether you've seen it or not, why don't we all just sit back and relax and enjoy the Skeleton Dance.